Now, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex said last night they would drop the word royal, before then adding that the Queen did not have international jurisdiction over its use. And what has been described as a rather sour statement, the Duke and Duchess said, while there is not any jurisdiction by the monarchy or cabinet office over the use of the word royal overseas, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex do not intend to use Sussex royal or any iteration of the word royal in any other territory, either within the UK or otherwise, when the transition occurs, spring 2020. They've been working on a mental health series with Oprah Winfrey and Apple TV, and are said to be considering a venture with Goldman Sachs. So this has garnered a fair bit of press, Stephen. I don't know what you think. Essentially, yep, we agree to drop the royal usage, but hey, we're not happy.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a surprising statement because it implied some criticism of Her Majesty the Queen, which is kind of unusual. But the Queen obviously probably cannot restrict the use of royal internationally, but she can certainly restrict who is a royal. So maybe they should be careful about that. But look, I don't think we can believe terribly much about what is written about this thing by these royal commentators. This is the toxic culture they're trying to get away from, and this is the system reacting against that. So I must admit, any time I see anything about the royal family, I look carefully about who's writing it and
right,
why.
Because there is a lot of commentary, isn't it?
It's a total commentary machine by this captive group of royal commentators that pretend all sorts of insights into the royal family they simply do not have.
Yeah, I have to agree, actually. I wonder how much of the tone is being added to their statement in the analysis rather than in the statement itself. I mean, that line saying the Queen does not have the ability to restrict, I've misquoted already, but the Queen does not have the ability to restrict the word royal, it's could have just not meant that much. And then for it to be described, I think in the Telegraph it was called a bitter salvo, and as elsewhere it's been recalled a sour statement. I'm like, well, seems to me you're taking a position.
You're taking a position,
simply
right,
in the describing of it. And like Stephen says, perhaps merely reinforcing the fact that there is a toxic media culture that is determined to present whatever this couple does in a negative way.
So just leave them be, let them do their thing, let them live their lives, go on Oprah, Apple TV, Goldman Sachs.
Well, look, hey, go for it. That's what I say.
Oh, yeah, live your best lives, Harry and Megs.
Come and see us sometime.
Yes.
Wear sunscreen, though, Harry.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a redhead. The sun's very harsh here.
Have you,